today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. That today's gonna be a good day.
Already is a good day. The forecast is for a better day. May we contribute to the goodness of your day here. That's the job of the Good Day program. The Good Day gang, as Jennifer likes to call us. It's the gang.
I don't Jennifer. Anymore because I know you don't like us being gang members. Whatever.
Roberta Fasanelli is a member of the gang. I just see... Richie, Roberta, and Jennifer as gang members.
Oh, yeah. We're gangsta. Mm-hmm.
Gangsters.
Yeah. The pink ladies.
Isn't that what they call them? Malls? Is that what a gang...
Maybe in the 50s.
Yeah.
What's a mall?
I don't know. Somebody who's the wife or the participant in the activity that the husband is doing that's questionable.
Like a mob wife?
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah, like Jersey Shore.
There's actually a show called Mob Wives, which, by the way, pretty good. Starts
is it really?
Up on January 1st.
Man, you get into all that stuff, don't you?
I love it. On VH1, it's got my name written all over it.
There it is. All right, so Jennifer will have that story for us later in our television report. Also, the deals of the day today from the Queen of Cheap, Amazon, Staples. She's checking it out, and she knows whether you've been naughty or nice. So if you've been naughty, you won't get this stuff. If you've been nice... You get the help from Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap. Rachel is here. We've been talking, Roberta, about the proudest thing in your life, your proudest moment of this past year. What is there about this past year that stands out? What did you do best? And your thoughts as well at 800-510-8255 or on Facebook. It's facebook.com/goodday show. What comes to your mind immediately? Don't give it any thought. Just immediately... What comes to your mind about something from this year that you're really pleased? You handled it well. It did you well. What is the first thought you have?
It's a bit of a downer. I'm warning you about this, Doug.
Oh, go ahead.
Helping my mother die.
Yeah, that's not a downer. I think it's...
I think, and
in fact, Roberta, because of that, I've heard from so many people... And I said this earlier to sort of go back to it. You buy a red car and you notice everybody's driving a red car. You didn't see any red cars before. And
right.
This year,
right.
Many of us, Richie, Roberta, me, have lost a significant person. Thank heavens Jennifer hasn't gone through that, but she did.
No, but my dad lost his dog this year, which I know is not on the same
scale,
but it was still
yes, it is.
Sad.
Oh, absolutely on the same scale.
So sad.
Absolutely on the same scale as we are closer, many of us, to our pets than we are to many of
sometimes
people.
Higher.
Higher, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, who do you think Doug would grieve more for?
Charlotte.
If he lost them, Charlotte.
No, exactly. No question.
Charlotte. Yeah.
Me
other
or Charlotte?
Other than his children, I don't think there's anybody more than Doug would grieve for him.
Anyway, so the essence of what you have done with your life is the sort of the work at hand here. And tomorrow, what I sort of want you to start thinking about, I'm going to ask, and it's sort of inspired by my daughter's tribute to Tony that appeared in the New York Times. And we have that running on our Facebook page, the Doug Steffen Good Day Show Facebook page, came from Megan's Facebook page. New York Times asked its readers to submit a short paragraph and a picture of someone that died that was significant this past year. And Megan sent it in, and they picked it up as one of the 250 that they carried in that, I think it was Monday, maybe Sunday of this past week. Megan showed it to me. I think she showed it to me on Monday. I don't remember. But anyway, it's been in there in the last 4 or 5 days, so we picked that up. But I find that to be the inspiration for a way for us tomorrow to look back at the year, think about the stuff Roberta just said or Richie just said or I might have said about a significant other. It is good. It's cathartic, and it'll be helpful so that when we move on Friday into New Year's resolves, thinking ahead, what can we do that will bring about our optimism? Last year at this time, when we thought about these things, we weren't extraordinarily, we put a good face on it. We had, you know, our crayons, and we made believe that we thought 2011 would be better than 2010. Mm-hmm. It wasn't. We all know it wasn't. So we're not going to kid anybody by saying, I mean, for maybe a few of you, it was a better year, and God bless you if it was. I think Richie held his own. It wasn't a better year for Roberta. It seriously wasn't a better year for me. Jennifer held her own. So maybe there's a 50-50 thing out there. But we want you to have the chance to express yourself, because that's what we're all about here. That's why we have things at DougStephan.com, like our daily poll. How are you planning to spend New Year's Eve? Roberta?
Times Square.
Richie?
Well, we were going to go to the beach, but I think we're going to lay low and stay home and go to the movies.
Jennifer?
Fun. You know, I don't know. I have a couple of party invites. I haven't picked which one I want to do yet.
How
but
are you?
I want to do what Roberta's doing. That's awesome.
Why are you going to Times Square? That's crazy.
Why not?
What are you kidding? Roberta's crazy. She loves that stuff.
I'd be right next to her.
Have you seen that movie yet, Roberta?
No, I haven't. No,
go see the movie. It's a fun, little movie. Megan's birthday was yesterday. She and Matthew and I went to a movie yesterday afternoon. Soldier, Sailor.
Tinker Taylor.
Oh, my God. It is very, very... It's done in the old style. It's a spy thriller that is done in the old style, and Gary Oldman is very good in it. There, every British Colin Firth is the bad guy. I'll give you that much.
I love that guy.
And what a change in roles for him from the King. It just shows what a good actor he
Colin.
Is. Colin.
Him too.
So,
hey, you didn't tell us what you're doing.
What I'm doing?
For New Year's Eve.
I'll be on an airplane headed back to Boston. I'm taking the red eye.
Go back for some reason.
The red eye on New Year's? Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
You know what? You're going to meet a flight attendant.
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
I mean, Stuart, what are they called now? Flight attendant. Okay.
Yeah, right. That's a prediction, is it?
I think so, because who goes on a flight? It'll be empty, and you'll be romancing. And
why do you think I'm taking it? Because it'd be easy just to be run on. There'll be nobody at the air. See, I've now got it down to a science.
Yeah.
I know when to travel. You travel Saturday night, Sunday morning early, or Tuesday.
That's all I'm going to say, Doug, is those bathrooms are really small and really dirty, so please be cautious.
I'm not, you know, as much as I've had, I probably shouldn't say this, as many exploits as I've had in my life, I have never been a mile higher.
I have to say that might be overrated. Although it's on my bucket list, it might be overrated.
Speaking of bucket lists, is there anything funnier, and this is real morbid, but most of us don't give a darn about Kim Jong-un. Pictures of his funeral yesterday, an old Lincoln limousine, must be 25 or 30 years old, with his casket on top of it. The sheepskin is on top of the car, and the casket. Yeah. Have you seen that picture?
You know what? He was a jerk, but that, I mean, everybody deserves a good send out, and that's probably the one that he would have chosen. So.
It's just, I mean, these old, that Lincoln. Has to be, like, it could have been an old president, for all I know. I mean, who knows? It could have been one of our old president's limousines. It's at least, that's a 1970s-era Lincoln limo. And the body is on top of it, and the sheepskin, it just looks, it's just funny to look at. It's just amusing and fun. As you know, everybody look at the picture.
It's just this whole thing, watching the fake mourning and all of that stuff. It's so hilarious to watch.
Yeah, it really is. But yet it's a window into another society that we, like it or not, ought to understand better. That's really what it's about. It really is about understanding a different society. It's good. It's important for us to do that. Anyway, to follow up on the poll question, if you want to join the hundreds of people that every day go to DougStephan.com and just give us a quick send-off with your thoughts on our poll, asking how you're going to spend New Year's Eve, A, going to our town's version of Times Square, B, going to a party, C, going out on a romantic date. So Jennifer says I'm going to have a romantic date on the plane. Staying home with Dick Clark and Ryan Seacrest. Don't tell me they're going to wheel poor Dick Clark out again.
Oh, I love Dick Clark.
I know, but jeepers crow. And then E is I don't have any plans yet. So whatever you think is what you're going to do, tell us what you think. Yesterday, the poll about New Year's resolutions, and we try to come up with, here they are. This is how they rank in terms of you, our listeners. Top five New Year's resolutions. Actually, Richie, where's the big voice announcer? Let's do the official rendering of the top five resolutions according to our audience. I don't know if this is the same. Jennifer, didn't we sort of post this on Facebook? As we ought to sort of mold these to see how the people who responded online differ from the people on Facebook. Number five. Number five, saving money.
Number four,
quit smoking.
Number three,
get a better job.
Number two,
exercise more.
Number one,
what do you think?
Lose weight.
Yep, that's it. That's how it shapes up. Okay, we're moving along. 17 after the hour. The Doug Steffen almost end of the year. Almost end of the year program. We've talked this year a lot about food supply depot and that kind of food. We've fortunately had a couple of different advertisers who basically are doing the same thing. This is an outshoot, if you will, an outgrowth of the recognition that there are now, with technology, ways for you to save your family in the event of an emergency. And that's, we all seem to have experienced this past year. If we look back at the year and think about this kind of stuff, we all had an emergency. We all had a tornado in our lives, a fire, a drought. We had a hurricane.
A hurricane, a blizzard, and a earthquake this year.
Yeah. All right. So what'd you do? You go online, like Richie did and many of you, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug, and get yourself, give your family the protection it deserves. Survival is what we're talking about. Survival of your family, your loved ones. Emergencies are going to happen, so isn't it smart to be prepared? Think about this. Think about your family, your loved ones, and the answer will be clear to you. Go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. You think I explained this well enough, Richie, what the food is all about?
Yeah. The neat part about it is they have kits built. Like for me, they have a kit for two adults, two children.
Yeah. Right.
Buy it, so, put it in the garage.
Wherever you have a cellar, wherever you're going to be, if there's an emergency, you have no power, no heat, no nothing. A little bit of water, and this food becomes usable and wonderful. Check it out. foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. You get free shipping, and part of the purchase price goes to Veterans Research.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist Bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Monitoring what's going on in your world, this is Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
I actually know this one.
Can't believe it.
That's not Barbara Streisand? No. Nancy Wilson?
When
it's exactly. You're a wealth of knowledge, right?
Richie's having a good time with this.
Yeah.
Well,
how about Lena Horne?
Okay. Yeah. Same sort of smoky saloon singer female.
That's right. You're kind.
Yeah. So, we're thinking about New Year's Eve, talking about New Year's Eve. Let's go back a little bit. It's probable that you missed the video of the day today at DougStefan.com. It was run on CBS New Year's Eve. Santa paying a visit to a school in North Carolina.
Christmas Eve.
What did I say?
New Year's Eve.
Did I say? I meant Christmas Eve.
I know what you meant.
Yeah. Gives a group of 7-year-olds presents, except for one girl who says she doesn't want any toys. She wants her daddy home. Listen to the audio from the video.
When Santa showed up at Tar River Elementary near Raleigh, North Carolina.
Y'all been good?
He not only brought gifts.
Go ahead and open it.
He brought every second grader the exact toy they
y'all
asked
been good?
For.
Y'all been good?
Did everybody get
you're done.
Yeah, obviously. Every kid, that is.
You're welcome.
But Bethany Arnold, who refused to ask him for a single toy.
Dear Santa, my daddy is in Iraq. Could you bring him home for Christmas?
That would be the best gift of all.
Did you know you were asking for something that was kind of tough?
Yes, but, well, it's tough to go around the world in one night.
That's true.
And I never wanted anything more than that.
Bethany's dad, Wendell Arnold, is a contractor in Iraq. He's been working on that country's much-needed electrical infrastructure.
I understand that he has to stay and help people.
She's only seen him 2 weeks in the last 2 years.
But I do miss him a lot.
Last time they saw each other, while he was on leave in Germany, they exchanged these keychains.
This is his heart.
She carries his, while he holds on to hers.
I told her, I said, the next time that I see you, I'll give your heart back.
Unfortunately, bringing two hearts together at Christmas isn't always a government priority, which is why this year Bethany decided to appeal to a higher authority, Santa.
He still has laugh and tail.
She even asked him again at school.
Santa, for Christmas, I want my dad to come home.
And that's when her wish began coming true.
Santa hands her the heart.
That's when she got her heart back. And that's when this Santa revealed to all of us the true meaning of Christmas.
Daddy!
There's not a toy in the workshop that ever
got Daddy
this
Santa Claus?
Reaction.
Daddy is Santa Claus.
Ah. Want something else?
I really hate you guys. I already cried over this not stupid thing once today.
The laugh of the joy. Steve
Hartman. I have a tear in my eye.
I'm emotional this week.
That's a swell story,
how
though.
How awful that I know what's going to happen. I'm no. sitting here crying.
I have not
idiot.
Heard that. That was a new story for me. I haven't heard that story before. Sometimes I know the story, sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
7-year-old daughter. And
you want to make somebody cry, send them that one.
Oh, my God.
If we play that one more time today, I swear I'm fucking up. I'm going to go deep.
All right, so God. I promise we won't play it again. But
thank you.
People at home, you might want to tweet it or put it on Facebook.
I'm going to email it to her 100 times today.
That's what it is.
I'm going to call you on the phone and just have the audio on
Merry
the other
Christmas.
Side.
You're miserable. Yeah, so and so. All right, so we've had our we have our emotional moments. That's, if nothing else, this program is known for its emotional moments. And speaking of that, the emotion of Roberta Fasanelli, who's our queen of cheap, plus a Powerball loser, coming up in the next half hour. It's 28 after on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes, and I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win?
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap. Her report coming right up in a moment. Jennifer Horn will be reporting on what's happening on television tonight.
And if Rich I can McFadden. Pull it together.
All right, so the good news, Roberta, is that consumer confidence has perked up in the past 3 or 4 months, even though house prices are not going anyplace. We have more people spending money. The thing, the wrinkle on this, though, is that if you're spending more money, you're not earning more money. Where's the money coming from?
Yeah, right, exactly.
That'd be my question, and I would ask that rhetorically or otherwise. 800-510-8255. What are the things happening in malls around the country? Those of you who did any shopping online probably didn't notice this, but if you went to the malls, I think most people... I haven't really been in a mall. The last mall I was in was the Jerusalem Mall that's just been built. I told you that story about the Jerusalem Mall, right? They didn't want to. The developers are, I think, Europeans. And it's a place all around outside the Holy City where there were some stores and there were some, you know, the basic tenants and facility for a nice mall, a walk-through mall. But the developers have been after the city for a long time to give them a permit. They wouldn't give them a permit if they were going to be open on Saturday, and they fought about this for 4 years before finally they came to a deal, because Saturday in Israel nobody does anything, and so they now have the malls open on a normal day on Friday. They're closed Saturday until dark, and then they open up again, and Saturday night they're open until midnight, and it is a wild place on Saturday night in the Jerusalem Mall. It really is just, but that's the culture, the nature of that country, not to want to have anything open. And because the people developing it weren't Israelis, you know, they said, why can't we be open on? So what about everybody else that wants? What about the Arabs? What about the Christians? Nope. And so they rolled with it. Interesting how that all gets.
We still have a little of that, though, in the South. There's a lot of places that aren't open on Sunday, or at least till noon or 1 on Sunday. Yeah,
we still got a lot of that around here.
Okay. So the reason I brought it up is because, and I was thinking this as I was going through that mall over there, the one thing you see is a lot of American companies, all malls everywhere seem to be the same.
You said Old Navy was there, right?
Say again?
You said Old Navy
was
there.
Yeah, Old Navy and Gap and, I mean, all the stores you'd see here, see them all over the world. But one of the things that I have been talking to my friend. My sister started me thinking about this because she doesn't do online, Roberta. She goes to the mall. She goes to the stores, the local. She's pretty much a Framingham girl, so she knows where the Framingham local places are, and she's one of those people that does local, local, local. But what she spent more time doing this year was visiting the small independent retailers who are the mom-and-pop stores that have gone into the malls because the malls are losing the big, you know, how many companies do you know of that went bankrupt? Big store chains going bankrupt. So the mall has space. And some, as a result of the big box bankruptcies, some of the vacancies in these big malls are going to local retailers. As a matter of fact, according to the study, 98 million square feet of retail space in 350 malls this year were taken up by small stores that the owners are now finding are good tenants because they have local recognition, and if they promote that they're there, it's kind of like the local food movement, it would seem to me. People want to have local, small retailers that have a better mix of things that are from the local area. And the folks who, transients aren't going to think about this as much as people who've lived in a community for a long time. Like, Richie, where you are, you know where the local stores are, even though sure. you're surrounded by malls
oh,
in the
my
whole
God,
area.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And, Roberta, in New York City, it's probably different because there's no mall in New York City. It's a whole
different
small
shops. Well, no, there are shopping malls.
Yeah, but there are a lot of local.
Every corner has small shops.
And here in Los Angeles, Jennifer, more or less the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, you look at some of these things.
You know what the thing is?
An interesting trend.
Is you can walk in and talk to the owner.
Yeah.
And that's what people
make a deal. Richie, you want to make a deal?
Yep. I want to make a deal.
You can make a deal with the owner.
Yeah, I mean, you walk into a Best Buy or whatever.
You're making any deals with those guys.
No, you can get deals there. You just got to buy open box. Yeah. But the thing is, you know, they have rules, and they have to abide by those rules, and nobody can override those rules, and that's it. You get what you get.
Yeah, right. Richie, you're such an inspiration. Oh, my God. Isn't it great? Folks, ladies and gentlemen, Richard McFadden here giving us inspiration. Speaking of inspiration, time of the Queen of Cheap. Roberta Fasinelli brings us up to date on today's deals.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster
time.
It's Roberta Fasinelli.
Let's start with a New Year's Eve deal, Dollar General, celebrating New Year's Eve by giving you $5 off a $25 purchase this Saturday, New Year's Eve. So if you're looking to do some last-minute shopping for Dollar General, there you go, $5 off $25. Here's a great deal from Newegg. You can get a free version of Norton 360, version 5.0. What it is, it's $45 shipped, but then you put in a rebate form and you get a $45 prepaid Visa gift card.
It's free!
But basically, it's free! It's free, so it's a great way to protect your computer if you have a PC. I have a Mac, so I won't be taking advantage of that. Staples, Avery binders. You need binders? I don't know. I keep all my stuff in binders. You get free binders. The limit four per customer. But what is it? You get 100% back in Staples rewards. If you've never used that, what you do is you buy something at Staples, and they give you, like, Staples bucks back, basically, where you can buy other stuff. So free Avery binders. If you want to try out Netflix, you get a Netflix trial, and you also get a $10 Papa John's gift card.
$10.
On the $10 for 1 month. And if you missed the TV series Pan Am, which I think it was canceled, Jen, wasn't Pan Am canceled?
Yeah.
Not officially yet. Pretty much canceled.
Well, Amazon is giving all 9 episodes of Pan Am Season 1 available free for instant video for anyone.
And free!
We have all the links on the Doug7.com website under the Queen of Cheap.
And if you're using... Hey, there are a lot of people who are using... Yesterday, Megan was giving me lessons in the iPad, Richie. In the iPhone.
Yeah.
She was sending texts. We were back and forth with Brendan while we were sitting in the theater waiting for the movie to start. And she said, Dad, I don't know if you want one of these or not. And she was doing her thing, you know, typing back and forth. And as I was watching her, I was wondering how the average person... Let's say you're working... And you feel somebody's called you or they've texted you and you want to send them a note back again, but your hands are dirty. And this is, I mean, if you have dirty hands, it seems to me that would ruin the the screen.
So, no, the screen would be fine.
They have screen protectors also.
And they do have screen protectors, yeah.
Plastic things.
But the screen's not going to get dirty. Yes, you can get it wet. But the screen will clean up. I mean, it'll be fine.
Megan said she saw somewhere that the people who use it a lot are using baby powder to keep their hands dry. If you're really serious about using...
Get out of here.
No, I'm not kidding.
I believe that. It's like bowling.
Yeah, that's what the powder. Yeah, it's the same stuff. The powder you put on.
When you get to the point where you're texting so much, you have to baby powder your hands to keep them from chafing.
Kids these days.
Yeah, you got some serious issues going on there.
Da, 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 da. All right, so the loser of the day. You want to know who the loser of the day is?
No, it isn't me. I'm off today.
You're what?
I'm off today then, huh?
Yeah, no, it's not you. It's
okay.
It's a guy who was caught trying to board a plane in Madrid with 200... poisonous 247 animals, including 200 poisonous snakes, crammed into his luggage. Didn't we have one of those earlier this year, like 3 or 4 months ago?
Yeah.
And one got out or something, and there was a snake on the plane.
Snake on the plane. So, I don't know. Maybe there are two losers of the day. These are both stories that are at DougStefan.com. The guy trying to get on the plane. Imagine yourself on a plane, if you will. Imagine, and you find out. You know, there are a lot of things on planes. You don't know what's there.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you knew?
You want to off me? Yeah. That's a quick way. I'd have major heart failure.
Gonzo. Right. Yeah. This guy was caught trying to board this flight when the shocked baggage X-ray technician looked at this. They saw organic substances moving inside of his suitcase.
Hmm.
So they opened the bag. They found 200 snakes, mollusks, and let's see, what else was in here? Pit vipers. They were all packed in clear plastic containers. 15 venomous vipers. Sounds like on the 12th day of Christmas.
15
venomous vipers. And boa constrictors. Unga bunga.
And it was in a suitcase? How did he pack them all in? I guess because they wind up nicely.
How do you think that you're going to get those three? You know, he must have been successful at some point.
He's probably done it before.
I bet he's done it before. Absolutely. Okay, the other loser of the day today is whoever it was, and we present this information to you, ladies and gentlemen, as a public service. Clock running out on someone who has a winning ticket, because there was one sold for Powerball, goes back to last summer, $77 million jackpot, not claimed.
Oh, boy.
If only I had that ticket.
I know. So it's probably not you.
No.
The ticket was purchased at the Pilot Travel Center in Tallapoosa, Georgia, which is near Alabama border. Here are the numbers. 24. This is what you play for Powerball this week. Although, how often do these numbers ever get repeated? 24, 30, 45, 57, 59. The Powerball number was 26. Drawn June 29th.
You know, that's a good question. I wonder if a set of winning lottery numbers has ever been repeated.
I don't know. That'd be a good question. Why don't you do a little research on that, Jennifer? And you can report on it when you do your television report in just a moment here on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With the holiday season winding down, it's time to look forward to 2012. How will you make the most of the coming year? Whatever your goals are, from budget to wellness, Starbucks wants to help you achieve them. They have little tricks to help us along the way. If you're looking for great deals, take advantage of the Starbucks year-end sale from December 26th to January 9th. Enjoy up to 50% off holiday merchandise in-store. If you're a frequent Starbucks visitor, Now's a great time to register for the My Starbucks Rewards program to earn rewards each time you pay with your Starbucks card. The My Starbucks Rewards program includes balance protection and exciting previews and merchandise discounts that will keep you saving all year long. Finally, after all the parties and holiday meals, you can go to Starbucks for smart, small indulgences to keep you on track to meet your wellness goals. They have a line of mini desserts, like cake pops, a customer favorite. At just $1.50 each and under 200 calories, you'll have room left over in your budget and your waistline.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Arden Rowley, Korean War POW, December 1950 to August 1953.
It wasn't the athletic contest that I remember vividly about that visit to the officer's camp. It's something that happened the second night. The door opened and an officer stuck his head in. He said, "Shh, follow me." This officer led us between several of the buildings in the POW camp, and we ended up in what was the camp kitchen. And it was dark inside. When the officer reached up and pulled the switch of a single light bulb in the middle of the room, and on the table was a cake about 16 by 20 inches inside, decorated as the flag of the United States. I knew, and that reminded me, that that flag represented every POW, in fact, every man that had given his life in Korea.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It is now time, ladies and gentlemen. I've used that term three or four times today. I'm feeling like your professional announcer.
Ladies
Jennifer
and
Horn has the television report. I'm looking at a review so far of the new season, and this particular reviewer says that television is getting into bed more than it ever has before as they push in prime time whatever they can push for envelopes. They were they're defying what the old standard of I mean, having 2.5 men on at the time it's on is outrageous, I think.
They push the envelope a lot. I mean, the word that I noticed that is on TV now that never was, even a couple of years ago, is the V word that describes the female anatomy.
Oh,
that
I've
is
heard
on
it. And the
all
N-word,
the time.
The N word ending in T-I-O-N also I've heard a lot.
And we're ending in T-I-O-N.
Yeah, it begins with an M. Okay, never
you
mind.
Might have to, you might have to tell me later.
Yeah, okay, good.
Anyway.
Fine.
Martin. Speaking of bad words.
Yeah. All right, so Jen, what else?
Migration.
Another place where Twitter can get you noticed and shake things up a little bit. Disney star Demi Lovato, I don't know if you remember her. She starred in Sunny with a Chance, but she's the one who went into rehab for bulimia. She had a really bad eating disorder. And apparently the Disney Channel show Shake It Up made a few jokes about eating disorders, saying, making fun of girls that don't eat and those sort of things. So she took to Twitter and said that she was really offended by the network when they had one of their own stars dealing with this and they still make a joke of it. And, you know, it's a disease and yada, yada. So Disney has really backtracked a lot and responded saying that it was never their intention to make light of eating disorders. And it got into a pretty heated exchange. So, I don't know. Disney's in trouble. Now, casting has started for MTV. We know about The Real World, looking for seven strangers to live together. Now they're looking for geeks. So if you are a young person and you are a geek, you should apply to this new MTV show. They're going to create a real-life Big Bang Theory instead of Jersey Shore in Real World. And also CMT handed a reality show to Jenny Garth. She used to be on 90210.
Oh, yeah.
And Melissa Rycroft, the former bachelorette who got dumped. She was on
Jenny Garth is married to Roberta's cousin, Peter Fasinelli.
Absolutely. She's getting a reality show up in Central California. They're going to be renovating a farm.
Very cool.
No, where is it? I want to go.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
In case you missed it, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And now joining us is Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show, one of the many folks that we have on the program purveying important information. For example, have you reviewed the picture of me with the camel while I was in Israel? I wonder if you think that me looking at that camel and me breathing on the camel constitutes cruelty to camels.
What'd you have for lunch?
We have to interview the camel.
Oh, yeah.
Did you drink camel milk? I heard it's excellent.
It's something I probably would stay away from. It doesn't sound like
a little gritty.
Yeah, right. Maybe a little bit too gritty. All right, so Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show here with thoughts about animals. Hugh Hefner is having a fight, and we'll talk about that because it does involve pets, in fact. And Warren has an interesting holiday blog that you'll want to know about, plus other things from the pet department here on Good Day Standby.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Warren Eckstein, you can go to thepetshow.com and find out. Also, Hugs and Kisses, which is his brand of vitamins and minerals for your cat and your dog. Check that out at Hugs and Kisses as well, hugsandkisses.com. You can find info. There's all kinds of ways you can find Warren. Spell his name right, though. It's E-C-K-S-T-E-I-N. A lot of people spell it E-X. X, have you ever said that, right?
And you remember then, the show Welcome Back, Kotter?
Yes.
Well, there was a character on there called Juan Epstein.
Right.
At yeah. that time, every phone call I made, people think it was a crank call. This is Warren Epstein. Juan Epstein.
All right, story at DougSteffen.com about Hugh Hefner and Crystal Harris in a custody battle over their puppy. Now, one wonders how, I mean, this is 2011. It's a Cavalier
King Charles
Spaniel. What in the name of him?
A great little thing. Years ago, if you weren't, remember Skip? I'm trying to think of the musician's name. But anyway, if you weren't really elite, you didn't have one of these dogs. But let me tell you about you, Hefner, okay? Mm-hmm. Having spent time at the Playboy Mansion, and by the way,
you weren't.
No, that wasn't good for me. The time I was there, he was married, and the big wheels were in the front. There were no women there, okay?
Really?
But the interesting part about it, he has a zoo there, and his love for animals is absolutely amazing. He opens up his home when he was living with those three women, and the dog. Dogs all over the place, not even housebroken. I think Hefner should get the dog. I think it's just a ploy on her part.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I've been in court many times as a professional witness in divorce cases, and very often it's not that they both want it. It's just that one person doesn't want the other one
to have
it.
Right.
That's exactly
She's
right.
She's 25, he's 85.
Give him the dog.
Give him.
And she's been mean. I mean, you know what you're getting into when you date Hugh Hefner, and she's been mean to him.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, he said, you can keep the ring, keep the Bentley I gave you. I want the puppy.
There you go. That just gives you an indication of how much more attached he is to the dog than probably anyone
exactly. else. All right, so under the circumstances, when you said you testify, what? I mean, I can't even begin to imagine, but I guess there's a lot of lack of common sense around. How often does something like this happen? Would you go, you'd be the shrink, or the dog shrink, and say, it's better, the husband's better to keep the dog. Dog's better off, it goes with the husband.
Well, what I would do is the judge would call me in as a professional witness, and my job would be to evaluate both people's opinions. And I would sit down with the husband, I would sit down with the wife, and then I'd watch the dog interact with both of them. And it's really kind of interesting when the dog, you know, you can really read it, at least I can read a dog, that's my profession.
Yeah.
So I would know who the dog was more attached to, but more importantly, again, as I said, there are legitimate cases where I recommend the joint custody.
Yeah.
But there are situations where one person just should get the dog and the other person should say goodbye because they don't really want the dog. They're just angry, upset, and the dog would have a horrible life if you weren't with them.
All right. You have 30 seconds to tell us about your blog on holiday foods that are bad for dogs and cats. The info is in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize. A lot of people know there are certain things like chicken bones, but things like raisins and grapes and garlic and onions and chocolate should never, ever be
raisins, grapes,
raisins,
chocolate,
grapes.
We know. Onions,
chocolate, alcohol, tobacco, onions,
tobacco,
artichoke. Again, a lot of things should not be given.
Artichokes.
Yeah, I'm glad you have the list up there because it's real important this time of year. A lot
the
of
the list is posted. Check it out, Better Living Box. Look for Warren Eckstein's info. Better Living Box at DougStephan.com. We all.